Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting Octava Day 29. Today is about memories, memories of people or someone. Claire and I, we originally did this topic really for Erin, who did her October 29 a couple of days ago in memory of her dad. And it kind of got me thinking about, you know, who would I want to remember? I mean, I've been in the fortunate position, of, you know, having a long lot of life where, you know, people have been with me through all of my life. And often when we remember people, it's because they're not there anymore and things like that. And there's, I was sort of looking at my songs and different things, and I've got the first song to share. And the second one is more light-hearted, I suppose, in some ways. But the first one I was looking at, and it's Alan Parsons' project, and the song's called La Sagrada Familia, and I'll start playing it in a minute. And the memory associated for me with that was there's a guy that I used to know at college, and we were at college together as Royal National College for the Blind, just to try and tell people a little bit, that, and because people might know this guy, and I don't know much about what happened to him latterly, apart from the fact that he's not with us anymore, unfortunately. But we were really, really good friends. We struck up a really good friendship at college back in 97. Many moons ago, 1987.
How old was I then?
I don't know. 74... 15. 10, yeah. What, in 87?
No,
13. I was going to say, 13. I would have been like 19.
You wouldn't have looked at me twice.
I would. I'm sure I would. But yeah, and it maybe wouldn't have happened straight away then that we'd have got together.
I don't think so.
No. But anyway, remembering this guy, and his name was Danny Hill. And a lovely fella, and we got on ever so well and shared a lot of things together. We did this crazy radio station. There was a radio station called OK Radio. And OK Radio, there were still people around that might remember that. That were involved. No, but we did. Theirs was called OKR. OK Radio. And ours was called OKR. And it was a bit of a piddle take.
OKR.
Instead of OKR, and we did it as a, and there were these audio that was never released to the public, so I don't imagine anyone's got anything in their hands of evidence in terms of what me and this lad got up to. Yeah, but Dan, yeah, and I say, unfortunately, I'd always one of those things where I thought, oh, it'd be really good if I could get together with Dan again, and then I found out a few years ago that, as I said, sadly he died. And I've got some idea of how, but I'm not going to go into that here because, you know, my facts may not be correct. But I think Dan was one of the first people that I ever heard a CD with. He had a CD player, so we would go to the record shops together. And I don't even know what record shops it would have been. We were living in Hereford at the time. That's where the college was. And, you know, he used to buy CDs and I used to buy tapes. And he introduced me to people like Jackson Brown and, even his own compositions. He wrote songs. But also, to some extent, to Alan Parsons Project. Although I knew of Alan Parsons Project at the time, it was a shared sort of love of that music. And I remember he had the Best of 10cc on disc as well, on CD. Yeah, all that, and Godly and Creme Cry and all those ones. And we liked Clan Ad and various others. But so what I'm going to do is I'm going to share La Sagrada Familia. It's quite a long song, and so will the next song be that I'm going to show you. But this La Sagrada Familia, there's so much going on with it. It's about the La Sagrada Familia Cathedral in Barcelona. And there's quite a lot of dialogue going on in it, because I think it might have been for a film soundtrack or something. But I'm going to play it to you anyway, and this is to remember Dan with. And then I'm going to... that's my thingy. the grilling sausages. Then I'm going to play another song, and I'm going to thank someone else for that, bringing that one to my attention. It's a song I almost forgot. It's terrible, considering we're talking about memories. But anyway, this is Gaudí, the album Gaudí. The song is La Sagrada Familia. The artist is Alan Parsons Project. The memory is for Danny Hill. Speak to you in a minute.
In recent times, there is no one who could approach at all to Antonio Gaudí. He started a new cathedral in Barcelona, which is called the Sagrada Familia, or Holy Family. And the sad thing is they could try to finish it, but I don't think they'll ever do it.
Sagrada Familia, for the Lion. fates may have in store. Follow the light of truth as far as our eyes can see. How should we know where that may be? How should we know?
Okay, so that was Alan Parsons' project, La Sagrada Familia. And then the next and final song in my little memory. Still been about 15 minutes by the time all this is finished, because I normally would play more songs as I have been in my other octavas. About to eat my tea that Claire has lovingly cooked for me. And well, us. But yeah. Thank goodness for Arctic Grill as well. Makes lovely sausages. There's a little inline advertisement there. So in a way I've got kind of Sarah to thank for this. Sarah is someone on Audioboom, S-A-I-R-E. I think that's going to be her Audioboom name. Sarah has been playing with Octava as well and heard some really good songs from her. One of the things, I talked about a song that I almost forgotten about. It's like, when she played it, I thought, oh my goodness, why on earth isn't that in my collection? So I put it right straight away. The song is called Music and it's by John Miles, and it is almost like it's a could have been so many things. It could have been a soundtrack to my life in terms of sort of my first interest, real developing interest in music. It could have been so many things. My memories of radio, and this is where I'm kind of going to try and connect it, really, because it doesn't remind me of a person as such, but it reminds me of people. I want to thank all the DJs on the radio stations that ever played this song, because when I was a kid, I used to listen to this song, but invariably, because I didn't own it, I would end up like catching it. Very rare would I catch it from beginning to end, but I would catch it at various points through its journey as a song, when it was being played by, I'd be flicking around radio stations, you know, and it would be the old Radio Luxembourg and all these ones, you know, and I'd be on AM and the radio would be sort of under my pillow at night listening to it, on the quiet, you know, I was meant to be asleep. And then I would find this song and it would be there, and it would be like, I don't know, 1 minute relatively crystal clear, because bearing in mind we were not talking about stereo or anything, you're talking about medium wave. Goodness me, half of you wouldn't even know what it was now, you know, what a lot of life changes I've seen, really, but in terms of technology and stuff. But yeah, and this song would be on, and I'd hear, I'd think, oh my goodness, it's that song, and I'd just revel in it. It's just such an incredible song, this song. And the guy's got such an amazing voice. And there's a part in it where he says music of the past, and then there's like his voice, and then they bring in like, I don't know, maybe an oboe or a violin or something, a string section anyway, that mimics his note. And then they somehow, without the technology we have now, have blended almost completely this voice into the note that the string plays. And there's so many nuances of this song I pick out. And you know what, there's a bit in the middle, and I'm thinking, you know, is that the music of the future that they're talking about, you know? And as a friend of mine on here on Audio Boom, that you know, this sort of that bit of the song reminds me of, because I suppose then you're remembering people, aren't you? Because we used to have our band that we used to play. I just played drums and he played piano. And yeah, that would be Fonzamondo. And we used to have this little band and stuff that we used to play at school and all the different stuff. Lots of memories there as well. But this song, in a way, kind of encapsulates all of those things. But if we're trying to keep it about memories of people, then I think I've probably done that. And so this song has a deserving spot in this Octava Day. So thanks for Sarah for playing it and reminding me of it. And that, what a chance that was. I never knew that she would have necessarily played that song in her Octava earlier. So without further ado, here is the song, and I will speak to you on Octava 30th. And it would be brilliant if I could get it started. There you go. Messed up my little intentions there.
It was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future, and music of the past. To live without my music, impossible to do. In this world of trouble, my music pulls me through. We'll be right back. music was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future, the music of the past, the music of the past. Music of the past.